This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Lit Lifter, as far as we're concerned. The tip-off game for our 66th season of high school hoops. Joe Smith along with John Callahan here from the Tom McKinney Court. Our game brought to you tonight in part by the former Edgewood Mustang himself, David Hayes at Comprehensive Financial Consultants, for creating income and retirement. Comprehensive Financial Consultants on the web at cfci.us, or give them a call Monday at 334-3190. By the way, again, the JV team from North wins it 35-25. Here's the starting lineup. Dave Mahurin is a proven winner. He's 9 wins short of 300, and this is 24th year overall, and obviously his first year here at Bloomington North. Austin Renard will start at one forward spot, a 6'5 senior, along with Braden Patton, a 6'5 junior. Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Ryan Newman will be the three-guard setup. Cole is 6 foot a junior. Tanner had a great opening game against B&L, 5'7 a junior, and Ryan Newman, 5'7 a senior. For Bloomington North, Andy Hobson, 106 wins now, and this is 11th year, and he's getting close to that 500 mark overall, leading this basketball club to the Final Four last year before Indianapolis Tech took him out. Holden Jastrzemski, 6'2, 187, a junior at one forward spot, along with Musa Jallo, 6'4, 183, a freshman. Connor Basie in the post, 6'1, 196, a senior. Jake Treadway at one guard. He'll play the point, 5'11, 162, a senior. And Malik Lipoon, the two guard tonight, 6'1, 145 pounds, a junior. Time now for our player spotlight, brought to you by Bloomington Hardware.
Okay, Joe, for Edgewood, we're going to go with Brayton Patton, 6'5", junior at 10 points, 3 rebounds in their season-opening win. Look for that rebounding total to increase in this contest tonight. For the Bloomington North Cougars, Malik LaFoon, he had 17 points in the season-opening win. They list him at 6 feet. I don't think he's that tall, and they list him at 145 pounds. I'm not sure he's that tall either, but the young man can flat-out play basketball, and for a guy his size, he's an outstanding rebounder.
Well, on our player spotlight, brought to you by Vicky and the crew at the corner of College Mall Road and Covenanter Drive. They're open tomorrow from 8 until 8, Sunday 10 until 6. Michael Henderson, or rather Michael Nicholson from Indianapolis, our referee, with Brian Higdon and Matt Weldy from Greenwood. The whistle tutors brought to us by Commercial Service. Mustangs in all red, tip controlled by the red-shirted Mustangs, and they have the basketball. The Cougars out in their home whites tonight with the maroon and gold trim. With the basketball, top of the key now, Ryan Newman works it down over to Renard. Back it goes to Tanner Thomas, and Jake Treadway draws him man-to-man, so we'll watch that matchup here early in this ball game. From right to left he goes. Tanner Thomas deals it now over to Cole Craddock. So they've all touched the ball in the half court here, and that's getting a lot of people involved. Braden Patton is down on the low post, and he's being almost double-teamed, and then they collapse on him. Musa Jallo along with Connor Basie, who's given up about 4 inches to Braden. Down on the wing, Edgewood, and not to any particular time. This is what they did against B&L. They look for the good shot, they work it around, and now they reverse the ball as Renard touches it one time. So again, Bloomington North in a man-to-man, and we've played almost 2 minutes, and no one has taken a shot yet.
Joe, they've had 26 passes so far in this possession.
And they'll have a few more before they take the shot. There it is, on its way. No good miss by Cole Craddock, rebounded by Braden Patton. And they'll have another set. Let's see if they go back to work with their deliberate offense right now. So Craddock misses out front. Edgewood has had one shot in 2 minutes plus. With the basketball, Tanner Thomas, the 5'7 junior. High lob into Patton off the glass, missed the shot. Rebounded out of there, cleared. And a nice rebound that time by Malik LaFoon up off the glass. No, got his own rebound, and that was Holden Jastrzemski. So Holden Jastrzemski gives North on a rebound basket, a 2-0 lead. Long shot by Craddock again, and Holden has the rebound. Quickly, they like to pace fast. Malik into Musa Conte, or rather Musa Jallo, and he dropped the basketball, and it's a turnover to Bloomington North. And right now we've got a substitution. Oh, we had a problem in front of the North Cougar bench. Edgewood fans, good crowd here tonight for the second ball game of the year. Both teams 1-0. 5:09, make it 5:59 to play here. Got a new vantage point here at the McKinney Court, up on the same level, but just down some, where we can actually see two clocks, and I still can't read them right. 5:46 to play. Bloomington North and a man, 2-0. Holden Jastrzemski offensive basket has been the difference. There's a three ball by Braden Patton, no good, cleared out of there by Jastrzemski. He's doing a nice job at both ends of the court. Hurriedly down on the wing now, Malik LeFoon with the basketball as they work it around. Jastrzemski, Basie pulled way outside. Treadway, and everybody touches it for the Cougars. Musa Jallo, of course, 6'4", 183-pound freshman. Starting tonight, he started last week. He's in three-ball range, passes up the shot. And now North showing some patience. Malik, he loves that shot, steps in, takes a shot, no good. Off to the right side, we've got a whistle and a foul. And a first foul of the ball game going to be whistled on the Edgewood Mustangs against Braden Patton. 2-0 if you just joined us. Tonight's broadcast of Monroe County High School basketball being brought to you by IU Health Rebound, a Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center. The drive to the basket by Jastrzemski.
I think it was Patton just picked up his second foul.
And that is not good news. So Braden picks up two quick fouls. He started out his junior year, had a terrific year on the football gridiron for Jerry Bland's crew, shooting the free throw, Malik LeFoon, and that's who you want at the line. They didn't shoot that many, but shot 79%, and Malik was 85%, and he cashes in on both of those, and the Cougars are out to a 4-0 lead. Here early, we played 3 minutes. Quickly, here's Craddock. Nice pass over to Patton. So Braden, playing with two fouls, picks up the basket, gets the Mustangs on. There's LeFoon, no good. Rebounded out of there by the big Braden Patton young man. Braden had a terrific year, as I mentioned, on the football gridiron. His cup of tea was opening holes for that outstanding run game, but there toward the back half of the year, played a lot of defense as well. Defensive end, defensive tackle, ball deflected out of bounds.
Jonas, looking at Patton's first foul must have been on somebody else. They're only showing him with one. But I know he did commit that foul there, so he does have one foul in the ballgame.
Well, we'll take the other one away, and we'll wait and see who that foul was on. Here comes a couple of substitutions. Tyler Adams into the ball game, a 6'4", 163-pound senior, along with Ken Montgomery, a veteran. He had a good scoring night against the Stars last week in the season opener with 10 points. Edgewood trails 4-2, 4:21 to play. Tanner Thomas backing up the offense on the left wing. Deals it into Patton, delivers it out there is Renard. You can't leave him out there, and he guns in a three. So Austin Renard, the 6'5 senior, had 10 points in the opener against B&L. Connor Basie, they'll leave him alone. Nice defensive play, Braden Patton. Here comes Edgewood the other way, and Connor Basie annihilates Ryan Newman, who will go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, good run in the court by Basie, and he was bound and determined not to give up that easy basket to Ryan Newman.
You got that right. Edgewood with the 5-4 lead. They have scored 5 unanswered points, and here's Newman at the free throw line. He was 2 of 2, pretty good free throw shooter in his career. He's a senior this year. Got 2 points and a rebound, and Edgewood has run off 6 straight points after trailing 4-0. 3:58 to play here in the opening quarter. In the air, misses here. Rebound cleared out of there, and that's Tyler Adams. He'll get his share of rebounds coming off the bench this year. There's Kenny Montgomery. Stops on a dime, throws to Adams, and he pops it in. Tyler Adams with his first deuce. So Adams quickly off the bench, makes it a 6-6 ball game. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play our first high school game of the year. Both of these teams 1-0. Out back is Renard. Deals it now over to Cole Craddock. Back to Tanner Thomas. He's been quiet, trying to make a nice screen for him out there. It's Patton. He cannot do so, and now he lost the ball. And Patton comes back with the steal. That's great hustle by Braden Patton. He's picked off a couple tonight. There's a long-range howitzer, a three-pointer, gunned in by Renard again. So both of his field goals have been three, and it's 9-6, and we got a substitution coming in. We got a foul, first of all, on a block, and it looks to be against the Edgewood Mustang, and it's going to be placed on, I believe,
Ryan Newman.
Ryan Newman picks up the foul. That's three team fouls. We'll catch Patton's playing with only one foul, not two, as we told you originally. Down on the wing now, Adams with the basketball. That last Cougar foul was on Connor Basie, by the way. Shot Malik Lafoon, fouled before the shot by Cole Craddock.
Yeah, Malik doing a good job of trying to create some space between himself and the defender, and he was able to draw that foul.
9-6. Here comes Holden Jastrzemski. Made honorable mention All-State. Outstanding, a defensive back he was for Scott Bless. Played a lot of wide receiver as well. Lafoon goes from left to right, stops a little bit too hard, got the shooter's roll. No, Jastrzemski, though, got another rebound, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Jastrzemski now with four rebounds in the first quarter.
He's done a real nice job, and he had only two, and he was kind of, Andy kind of got after him a bit this week, said, you know what, you're one of my power forwards, you got to get the boards, you got to do more than score, and he's doing that tonight. He's got a good-looking shot from the free throw line. He was 6 of 6 in the opener.
Now the foul was on Renard, and now Renard just committed his second. So
that's who the first foul was on, so Renard's got two. That is the 15th foul on the Edgewood Mustangs, and Holden Jastrzemski has 3 points and four rebounds already. Michael Nicholson from Indianapolis is our lead referee for tonight. Brian Hignett from Indianapolis and Matt Weldy from Greenwood. So Jastrzemski 8 of 8 to start the year. 4-point play and a little bit of a run for North now after trailing. And they almost steal the ball, and they do, but they get it right back. Does Edgewood. That's Tanner Thomas. Leaves it now to Newman. Little 5-7 pepper pot across the timeline. Works it over to Cole Craddock, and Dave McCurran wants a timeout. So we'll break for a half minute. 2:26 to play in the opening quarter. Back and forth we go. Edgewood down early. They go a little bit on of a run, take a lead, and now trail by 1-9-8. Back in a half minute with North leading the Edgewood Mustangs 9-8. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, don't forget Bob Lovell joining us after the ball game tonight, just like he did in football, with all of the scores and highlights early season right here on Newstalk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. John, the early shooting splits gives us an indication Malik Lafoon off to a slow start.
Well, he was 3 of 10 shooting in the first game, and he's 0 for 4 tonight, so he's still trying to find his range here from the field, but he's got a good-looking shot. He's a good shooter. And eventually they will start going down for the young man.
Riley Crean has checked into the ball game for the North Cougars. He, Montgomery, Jastrzemski, Adams, and Jake Treadway, the five white shirts now for Coach Andy Hodson. And immediately they go to a zone. So the final 2 minutes will attract a zone against Edgewood right now. Out back, Tanner Thomas. I think he's pulled the trigger only one time. Try to get it into Braden Patton. I would too. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Riley Crean. 9-8, North with the lead. Lafoon cold. He's on the bench right now as Coach Andy's basically gone to save Jastrzemski, a whole new lineup. Well, Treadway started, so they got three new faces in there right now to play out these final 2 minutes, Crean being one of them, along with Adams and also Ken Montgomery. We got a foul on Ken as he touched the arm of Tanner Thomas. So Ken Montgomery, he's a senior. I can remember when he came in and played sparingly as a freshman. And, John, he's a slasher like Sekou, likes to get to the line, a good free throw shooter. And, as I say, he had 10 points and 3 rebounds, and he had 4 assists in that ball game to go along with his 10 points. So the Cougars play zone here inside a minute, or rather inside 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. 9-8, North with the lead. In the high post now, a new face. That's Jonas Carmichael in the ball game, and there is Cole Craddock. So Cole Craddock, who can shoot the three, and it's been the three ball that's helped Edgewood. Riley Crean with the basketball takes the offense left side of the circle, deals it now over to Jake Treadway. Jake will run the offense right now with Montgomery out back. Nice pass inside. A drive by Jastrzemski. What a block that was by Patton. Braden doing a lot of good things here in the opening quarter. And there is a foul, I believe, on Jonas Carmichael on the driving Tyler Adams. We'll wait and see. I think that was on Jonas. Got there a little bit late. No, but they're going to put it on Tanner Thomas. And to the free throw line will be Tyler Adams. Shooting his first two of the year. Didn't get there against B&L last week. And he misses here. First miss of the night for the Cougars after hitting four in a row. They have a 12-8 lead. By the way, that matches the largest lead of the game. I take that back. It's Edgewood with the lead, 12-8, their largest lead of the ball game. That was after the three ball by and there's one woefully short that time by Cole Craddock last time out. Rebound is saved, though. Offensive possession back to the Cougars. Pulled way outside. Jake Treadway running the offense down to a minute six to play in the opening quarter. 12-8, Mustangs with a four-point lead. Connor Basie's checked back in at that last dead ball. Green handles it, deals it over to Treadway. Back it goes to Adams. Treadway. Riley's playing on the left wing. Now they reverse the ball. Crean's got it right now, looking inside. Back it goes. So Cougars getting a workout, trying to run their offense. They got a good passing around the perimeter, and Edgewood has played a little 2-3 zone. So both coaches have gone zone here. Ken Montgomery sealed off. Down on the wing, Treadway will fire a three and get it. So patience pays off for the Northsiders, and it's 12-11. Edgewood, the one-point leader in the basketball, and Dave Mahirin up in front of his bench. Ryan Newman. The Cougars now switch back to a man-to-man. They played a little zone the last couple of possessions. Edgewood has played zone. So both coaches have used both defenses here. And Tanner Thomas, a block charge. Nope, they're going to call a block instead on Jake Treadway.
Just a half second late.
Third team foul on Bloomington North. And Edgewood will retain possession here, leading 12-11 with 4.3 seconds to play. Carmichael giving, Braden Patton is in the game. Braden's got a couple of steals. He's blocked a shot, couple of rebounds, and he's also scored a basket here in the opening quarter and only his second varsity start. There's a high lob into Braden, and let's see, somebody on his back, or did they call Patton on a shove off? So Braden gets called for his second personal foul. Well, that is two on Patton. That's two on Renard. And now Dave Mahirin not agreeing with that at all. A second has gone off. 3.1 second on the clock. Well, there's Williamson, and that's a good sign. Didn't think Mitch would play tonight, but he's in there. He's got some size, a 6'6 senior. He'll have to fling one. Kenny Montgomery went all the way and laid it in at the buzzer. How do you like that? And he did it in 3 seconds. That's what I mean, lightning quick. One reason why he loves to get to the hoop. Dave Mahirin not pleased at all as he watches a four-point lead develop into a one-point trailer here at the end of the first quarter as North leads at 12. Make it 13-12 at the end of one. Back in 1 minute at the McKinney Court. You're listening to North and Edgewood High School basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. John will have the shooting splits here in a second. 13-12 underway. North with a one-point lead. They closed out on a 5-0 run and doing a good job with offensive rebounding. There's Musa Jallo sticking one in, his first field goal. And now the Cougars lead it 15-12. Hurriedly in the half court now come the red-clatted Edgewood Mustangs. Renard and Patton both playing with two personal fouls. And they're playing against the man-to-man right now. North toyed with a little zone. Played a little 2-3 for a couple of possessions. Good ball movement on the part of the Mustangs. Edgewood handled the ball well in that opener. Had only 6 turnovers. Thomas and Newman play catch. On the wing, shot fake is Craddock. He gunned in a 3 in the opening quarter. Big man was Braden Patton. Just in his all-around game, there's a shot and a 3-ball miss. No good by the Mustangs, Ryan Newman, and quickly here comes Jake Treadway over to Holden Jastrzemski. Around and off, tipped up and in by LaFoon. Well, Malik finally breaks the 0-for string, and the ball is kicked into the stands by Jake Treadway.
Joe LaFoon now with 3 rebounds in the ballgame. He averages 4 coming in. Quickly shooting splits, Edgewood 50%, the first quarter 4 of 8. They were helped by the 3 of 6 from behind the line. Bloomington North 4 of 9. Cougars with an 8-2 advantage on the boards in the first quarter.
Well, this is the biggest lead, and I tell you, Edgewood has gone dormant. They had a 12-8 lead, and so now they've been outscored 9-0 on this run that started late in the first quarter. Mustangs took the lead on Cole Craddock's three-pointer by 4. This is the largest lead by either team. 6.5 to play in the first half. Content, though, to work their offense. Patient shot by Craddock. A 3 off to the left side. Blocked out beautifully that time. The Mustangs, Braden Patton was, and there's a jam at the other end by Musa Jallo, who's got great verticality, and he just showed it to us right there. But the North Cougars doing a great job defending on the and preventing Patton from getting an offensive rebound. 19-12. The run is 11-0. Edgewood shooting the basketball. Tanner Thomas, no good. Craddock had it, lost it, got it back. Crediting him with an offensive rebound. There's Renard from 3. Well, that broke the string of 11-0, and Renard's got 9 points to lead all scorers, all of them 3-pointers. Holden Jastrzemski. They work it around the horn now. Top of the key, Vasey. Down on the wing now, Malik LaFoon. Here comes Holden out to get the ball as Vasey goes down on the wing. Musa Jallo playing in the post. Malik trying to materialize and do something. Here's Vasey with a 3. Got iron, no. And over the shoulder foul going to be whistled on Musa Jallo.
Joe, I'm not sure that's a shot you want Connor, but even though he was open, I'm not sure if that's a shot you want him to take.
Not from 3-ball range. That might be the only one we might see. We'll kind of follow that stat the rest of the year. Knowing Andy, there probably won't be many more 3 attempted by Connor.
Well, he'll say, Coach, I was open, though.
Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center, helping to make athletes better, stronger, and faster. To learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. Well, a little full court pressure for the first time, and Cole Craddock lost the basketball. Actually, it wasn't all that good of a pass. Can't blame Cole. He just didn't come up to the ball, and Basie made the steal. Now here comes North. They're in the half court already. High lob into Musa Jallo. Back up over his head. No. He'll gain some more strength and hit that shot in the next couple of years. There's a beautiful play by Malik LaFoon, but he saved it right into Braden Patton for his second field goal. And now we got a ball kicked out of bounds. 19-17. So Edgewood has bounced right back into it after going on an 11-0 quiet side of things. After Edgewood led 12-8. So the Mustangs trail by 2. Just inside 5 minutes to play here in the opening half. With the basketball, trying to make something happen. Ken Montgomery, Musa Jallo straight out. He'll nail that all day. Musa didn't miss many. He's got 6 here all in the quarter. He shot 75% of that opening ball game against B&L on the road last week. Braden in the low post deals it over to Newman. Newman has taken only 1 shot, I believe, tonight. Tanner Thomas hasn't hit any. Cole Craddock outside looking for the 3. Now they deal it back to Ryan Newman. Hawked by Malik LaFoon. And Austin Renard with 3 threes. Finally gets rid of the basketball and gets it right back. So they work it well, and there's an over-the-shoulder foul called on Connor Basie, and that's 2 on him.
Now he's just trying to get into the passing lane.
Well, that he was, and he was stopped. Well, Patton is, he's tough to move out of there. Braden about 6'5", 255, and a well-built young man.
Runs the court well. Yeah. Guy his size.
Doing a lot of good things in this basketball game. Got to watch himself. He's playing with 2, as is Austin Renard. But to Dave Huron, and right now Andy Hodson wants a timeout. So we'll take a break with 4:12 to play. Here in the opening half, we're in the second quarter. 21-17. Well, I guess there is no timeout.
I had a 5-second call.
Oh, a turnover.
Couldn't get the timeout.
I thought Andy called a timeout. They couldn't get one, so we'll keep it right here. Obviously, Adams had no business shooting that one, did, and here's a breakaway the other way. Cole Craddock off the glass, and that'll be offensive goaltending against Tyler Adams. Give the basket to Tanner Thomas, or rather Cole Craddock. So Cole with five now, and the Mustangs trail it by two at 21-19. Their biggest deficit has been five after leading by four. Moose is feeling it tonight, wings it now. Over to Ken Montgomery, shot fake. Ken loves to drive and create things. So is the guy with the ball right now, Malik LeFoon. Gives it now, and let's see. Ken's got to get back and get that ball before it goes across the timeline, and does. Over to Jallo, stops and pops. And he has hit nothing but nylon from, John, what, 12 to 15 feet.
Yeah, they got to get somebody on him. He's 4 or 5 from the field in the quarter.
And I tell you, that's about what he shot against B&L last week. So he's got 8 points all in this quarter, 23-19, the lead back to four. Tanner Thomas putting Ken Montgomery in the air, putting up a shot, but they call him for traveling.
5 turnovers for Edgewood.
Well, as I say, Edgewood didn't turn it over all that much, only 6 times totally in that ball game against B&L when they knocked off the Stars, and they have 5 already here. 3 minutes to play in the opening half. Glad you could be with us tonight from McKinney Court. Ken Montgomery squares up and pops one in, his second basket. And it's a 6-point lead, and that's the biggest lead of the ball game. North got off to a great offensive start, and by that I mean with their rebounding. They out-rebounded the Mustangs 8-2, which is not surprising in the first quarter, and came back after trailing by 4 on a little run to close out the quarter. There's Renard feeling it tonight. That's 4 3-pointers for Austin Renard. And it's 25-22. LeFoon quickly down at the other end. Riley Crean has checked back into the ball game. Over to Montgomery. LeFoon will fire. 3-ball in and out. Thought it came back in. It didn't. It spun out. And Renard with the rebound. Here comes Newman across the timeline. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Quick moving quarter here. Good ball game. 25-22. Austin Renard on fire with 12. All of them from 3-ball range. Renard came in. Noted to shoot a few threes. Ball touched last by Musa Jallo, went out of bounds.
Yeah, Renard has not missed a shot. He's hit all 4 of his 3-ball attempts.
Well, he only attempted 5, John, against B&L and hit 2 of 5 from the line, getting his 10 points. So he is off to a good offensive start here, his senior campaign. Edgewood will trigger it in. Cole Craddock, a 3 out of the corner. He'll fire and get you a 3 or 2. Matter of fact, he's got 2 of them, and he's got 8. And we've got a tie ball game. There's a shot. Musa finally missed one, a little out of his range. Pump fake up on the offensive glass. Can Montgomery know? Rebounded by Renard, and he was bumped in the behind by Riley Crean, I believe. So here comes Edgewood, 25-25. Yeah, Riley picks up that personal foul. That is his first. Well, just like that, John, it has been little momentum surges. We had a 6-point lead, 25-19 North, and all of a sudden, hitting the 3-ball tonight, the red and black. And they've tied this ball game up at 25 on a little run themselves. They have the basketball, and they have the patience. This is something we'll see this year out of Dave Mahurin and his style of play. As I say, he's no rookie. This is his 24th career year in coaching, and he's been around the block. Cole Craddock penetrating, leaving it for Renard. He's got another one. Well, if the big dog wants to eat, John, you feed him.
Sure do.
15 points, Riley Crean. The other way. Edgewood on a nice run now after trailing by 6. It's 28-25. Holden Jastrzemski with the ball inside the paint. Riley Crean, a 3-ball, got it. Riley Crean hits, his first 3-pointer of his career. So Crean ties the game at 28. 48 seconds to play. And knowing Dave Mahurin, they spread the floor. They do. They'll work for the final shot. Boy, it's been a nice ball game. Boy, Riley didn't hesitate that time on the left wing. And he pumped it back in and through to tie this ball game at 28. Riley played sparingly last year as a young freshman. Keep in mind, only a sophomore in the 6'2", 171-pounder. Looked awfully comfortable shooting that three ball to tie it at 28. Edgewood playing for the final shot. We're down to 11 seconds now. Out back, Tanner Thomas, guarded by Jake Treadway. North played a little zone. Now Tanner will fire a three. Around and off, no good. Rebounded out of there with a second. And that's going to be the end of the first half. How about that? Edgewood fans liking it. 28-28. And boy, it's been the three ball tonight. Green's three tied it. But Austin Renard on fire. He has five. Craddock has two. So the three ball has fallen as the Mustangs have gunned in seven and the Cougars a couple from behind the line, and we have us a tie ball game. And we've also arrived at halftime. Hey, before we talk about our halftime sponsors, they haven't changed. I want to give a shout out to our two new sponsors that have joined us for this year. Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. The Healthcare Pharmacy is a family-owned, independent pharmacy, as everybody knows, offering a personalized and expert advice on a full range of pharmacy services. They're out on the west side at 574 South Landmark, and by HFI Residential Services, your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. You can go online at harold-fish.com. So we thank you, staff and management, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy and HFI Residential Services, two of our new high school sponsors. Well, some of the old-timers, like the guy describing the action tonight, have been with us for a long time. And our halftime show is brought to you by Max and Jimmy at 508 West 17th Street, by Motor Service, the former North Coug himself, Bill Carpenter, and his crew, your local Carquest Auto Parts store at 5th and Rogers. Motor Service, a proud sponsor of high school sports here on the airwaves, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Before we go to our break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Here at halftime, here at the 8 o'clock hour, all knotted at 28. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. So let's see, 28 aside. Checking out, Basie's in there with Jallo, Jastrzemski. If you missed it, Holden earlier, AP honorable mention All-State, Malik LaFoon, Treadway, Hatton in there. Same starting five as Ryan Newman gets the ball, gives it over to Cole Craddock. Side out, by the way, to Edgewood. Tanner Thomas has been quiet. He hasn't scored tonight. He had 14 points in the opener, but the scoring slack has been taken up by Austin Renard with his five triples, 28-28. John brought up a good point. Their first possession tonight, they had at least 26 passes in the half court before they took a shot. So we'll see if they, and I know John's counting right now, so I don't want to interrupt his concentration to see how many passes they'll work in the half court to start the second half here. Good defense by Treadway. Now they're getting a little closer. Renard on the give and go. No, he still has the basketball, and now what do we got? Somebody got popped in the eye, and it was Tanner Thomas, an official's timeout. Well, until that happened, John, how many?
13.
South Central Oral Surgery Center, they'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. They're our injury timeout sponsor. He didn't need any bridge work, but he did get poked in the eye pretty good. He's all right. He's going to stay in the ball game right now. Well, no, he's not. He's going to come out, and we'll wait and see. And they're going to bring in some height in Jonas Carmichael, who played in the first half, did not score. So Thomas got poked in the eye inadvertently. I believe that was Treadway's been on him man-to-man when they've been in man-to-man, which has been about 90% of the tonight. Edgewood with the basketball, and mentioning Treadway, almost came up with a steal and did. Nice play by Jake Treadway. Gave up football to concentrate on basketball. He was an outstanding defensive back at Bloomington North for a couple of years, but right now he's the field general for the North Cougars. Across the timeline and into the half court. Basie pulled way outside. They reversed the ball. There's Jastrzemski, a three, got it. Holden Jastrzemski with his first triple of the night, and he's got seven in the ball game. And right now, Ryan Newman finally clears it over to Renard. There's Cole Craddock. He'll try to get it back. No good. Musa Jallo on the rebound. Quickly, the pace to the Cougars. A shot off balance, no good. Tipped up by LaFoon. He was fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Joe, that is now five rebounds for Malik LaFoon.
Yep, I tell you. They list him at 145 pounds, and I don't know if that's all that correct. But anyway.
It's now three fouls on Renard.
I know one thing. He shoots free throws awfully well. He's two for two. He has 4 points, had 17 in the opener, and North hitting their free throws. I told you that for Holden Jastrzemski, by the way, was his first triple. He hit one against Bedford last week. He won't shoot all that many, but he can score from out there. So you go out, you have to go out and at least contest it. And that one hit finally iron and rolled around and fell through. So the first couple of points here in the second half belong to the North Cougars as they have edged out to a five-point lead. Biggest lead in the ball game has been six at 25-19. And what happened there? Well, the Edgewood answered with a 9-3 run to go into the dressing room trailers, and actually they had a 9-0 run and had a three-point lead until Crean hit that three late in the second quarter. 33-28, 6:29 to play here. Edgewood fans standing in front of us, and there's a steal by Montgomery, a breakaway the other way, Jake Treadway off the glass. 7-0 start, and Dave Mahurin has to call timeout. Beautiful defense to offense and an easy breakaway. Credit to Ken Montgomery with the steal, Treadway with the basket, and all of a sudden the biggest lead of the ball game. An excellent start to the second half by the North Cougars of Andy Hodson. Edgewood calling timeout. Will break for a half minute with 6:19 to play in the third, 35-28. Cougars on top of the Mustangs. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, back we come. McKinney Court. Nice crowd on hand, first Friday night of December. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, Katie Robbins, our producer, and John, a quick 7-0 jump off here by the North Cougars, our biggest lead of the ball game.
That spurt was fueled by defensive pressure by Bloomington North.
That they have. They've induced a couple of mistakes here, and now apply a little full court pressure. With it in deep backcourt now is Ryan Newman. Newman up court pass, clears it over to Cole Craddock, beats Montgomery off the glass. Nice move by Cole. Craddock now with 10 points in the ball game. So he joins Austin Renard. Hazy, as I say, they'll leave him alone. Patton does, drifts back into the deep paint to look for the defensive rebound. LaFoon, from left to right to Basie, back to Ken Montgomery. Montgomery. Coming off the bench in these first two games, Musa Jallo ran hot himself in the second quarter with 8 points, and he missed only a couple of shots. North content now with working not so much clock, but working their offense against man pressure applied by Edgewood. 35-30, down to 5.5 to play here in the third. North's biggest lead of the ball game. Well, I take that back. It was 7 before the Craddock basket. There's a shot by Treadway. No good. Patton had a rebound. Knocked out of his arms. Picked up and missed by LaFoon, but tipped in by Jallo. Well, Braden didn't want to get too aggressive. He's played, and he picked up two quick fouls. And he and Renard both have two. And mentioning Renard, he was getting a breather. He comes back into the ball game, and out goes Jonas Carmichael. That foul, by the way, actually they got Renard with three. Maybe that's why he was out of the ball game. So he got a breather playing with three. Boy, double team and excellent, excellent defense. They finally clear it out. Braden Patton, and he just knocks the ball off of Basie's foot and out of bounds into the Edgewood bench.
Andy has to be very pleased with the way his team's playing defensively tonight.
Boy, they are, and they're collapsing. It's just not been one Mustang. They have seen two and three collapse, make it difficult for Edgewood to get any space to run their offense down along the wings. 4.5 to play, 37-30. On top, the Edgewood Mustangs, trailers right now. They've having problems scoring. We got a hand check and a foul call against the Cougars. Know if that was Jallo or not. We'll wait and see.
I believe Treadway.
Was it? I believe you're right. That's two on Jake. 37-30. 4:44 to play here Mustangs off to a slow start here in the third quarter, have scored only two. Here comes a new face into the lineup for the first time, and that's Tate Stewart, seeing his first action coming in for Jake Treadway. With the basketball now, Mustangs, they haven't shown any panic, but that was a bad pass by Thomas right into the arms of Connor Basie. And here comes North the other way. Boy, they get down there, don't they? There's LaFoon. He can't buy anything inside. He missed that shot after coming up with the steal. There's a three by Newman, and Patton shoved off. Yep. Pretty good call that time, and now Patton does have two personal fouls. We're going to get this right tonight. Three. Yeah, he had two at half, and now he's got three. Renard with three. 37-30. Patton had good space in there, but he did use the body and shoved off. And here we go. Cougars working the half court. LaFoon stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Bloomington North.
Good play defensively by Patton. Took away the baseline.
Sure did. And that's exactly what North, John, has been doing with their trapping defenses. Taking away the, well, just shortening the floor is what they're doing. And now they're in full court pressure right now. Edgewood, as I say, have turned over only six times against B&L, and they turned it over about nine. How many turnovers they got here?
Nine turnovers.
That's what I thought. And there's 10. There's a beautiful play defensively by Ken Montgomery, stepping in the passing lane. Stewart back to Montgomery. Nice move inside, and what do we got? Ken was fouled going in, and it'll be a non-shooting foul. That's only the fourth team foul here in this quarter. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Tonight's broadcast of Monroe County High School basketball being brought to you by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance. There's a shot inside by Montgomery. He got it. So Ken with 6 points. And down at the other end, and it's taken away. Actually, a shot altered. We'll call it a shot, and here comes Montgomery in a hurry. Out of the corner, LaFoon. He misses again. He's having a tough shooting night. Jallo keeps it alive. Dave Mahurin wanted the shove off, didn't get it. 9-point lead, largest in the ball game. LaFoon off the glass, offensive foul against LaFoon.
Hey, Watt, there's something on the, there's a lid on the basket for LaFoon.
Malik is struggling tonight, nothing long, nothing short. He has one field goal. He's done all of his damage from the free throw line. But getting back to Andy and the crew at Advanced Auto Care. Maintenance or repairs on your car? The installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call at 330-1620. Well, Edgewood has scored only the Colcratic basket, and that's it. Patton has to help break the press now. Takes the inbounds pass from Colcratic. Craddock, a good ball handler. Now he's double-teamed, and they got to get it across the line. They barely get it across the line in time. Tanner Thomas finally deal with the cross. I bet they didn't have but a second left. 39-30. Good defense. Treadway out on Newman. He's been quiet tonight. Now Tate Stewart will track Cole Craddock. Patton playing in the post. Tyler Adams, by the way, is checked back into the ball game for Basie. Riley Crean also in. Shot, no. They altered it. They reverse it. There's a shot. A three ball missed by Craddock, and the ball's knocked loose. And last touch, they say, by Braden Patton. 2.5 to play here in the third, 39-30. So it has been a nice start and terrific defense, John. Something that's been pretty constant. And, you know, he kind of challenges players. You know, the Cougars are the ones that love to play that side of the floor. You know, 16 points in 16 minutes in that second half the other night when they dismantled B&L, who's getting smashed tonight by Bloomington South. But you know, they want that yield to be under 50 this year. There's a shot taken and hit Treadway. So Jake from three-point range. So Treadway, he has scored five here in the quarter. He's got eight in the ball game, including 2 3-pointers. And he was telling me Treadway had some big summertime AAU scoring games where he had, gotten the ball through the twine to the tune of 25 points one game. Shot taken and missed, rebounded out of there, barely got the iron. If it got that, the rebound by Adams, up court to Montgomery, and he's fouled by Tanner Thomas.
You know, Joe, last year with Treadway, a lot of defensive teams, they would let him, they would give him that shot. They didn't think he could hit it, but they're going to have to get on him this year.
Well, it has been the wrong kind of start Dave Mahura had wanted to see. It's been 14-2 here in this quarter. With a minute and a half to play in it, here comes Carmichael back into the ball game. He, Craddock, Newman, Renard, and also Braden Patton. The latter two both playing with three personal fouls. Down to a minute and a half to play here in the third. Adams shot fake. Crean playing in the wing. Now out to the outside. Riley hits nothing but nylon. Another three-pointer for the young sophomore. He's got six, and that's a career high for him. And that is a 17-2 run. Dave Mahurin wants a timeout. Crean hitting another three. A minute 20 to play at the end of this particular run of 17-2. Timeout on the court. We'll break for a half minute. 45-30. It's all Bloomington North. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, back we come to the McKinney Court. John Callahan alongside of yours truly, Joe Smith. Katie Robbins pushing the buttons, high atop one city center. And, John, it's all about scoring and playing defense, and it's a 17-2 run to start this third quarter, second half. And Edgewood cannot, well, they first of all have had trouble getting shots.
They sure have. They've only taken six here to this point in the quarter. One of six in the field. The Cougars, meanwhile, 6 of 11. And they've got a 15-point lead, and their leading scorer, or probably will be their leading scorer of the year, Malik LaFoon. He is just 1 of 9 from the field.
Riley Crean has come in and given them offense to the tune of 2 3-pointers. Of course, Jallo, he's in double figures with 10. Jastrzemski has a 3 here in the quarter. And Edgewood has the basketball, trying to get off the schneid. They have been held scoreless for the last 3.5 minutes. Last basket was scored by Cole Craddock. He's got the ball right now. Shot fake from three. Into Jonas Carmichael. Hawked by Adams. Adams, a good defender. We'll see a lot of him this year. He's a senior. Kind of bided his time. He knows his limitations. Crean, what a great defensive move by Riley. Down on the rump on the hardwood. Breaks up the pass, and he's fouled to boot. Jonas Carmichael got to him late that time, and a nice steal by Riley Crean.
It's with 6 turnovers in this quarter.
Yeah. Well, as they say, they'll be they can't afford it until they develop the length off the bench, and by that I mean numbers. And right now, only, 7 Mustangs have played tonight. They trail by 15. North with the basketball. They have held Edgewood to 2 points here in the third quarter. Down to 35 seconds to play. We'll probably see the Cougars go for the final shot. Riley Crean handling the basketball for a moment. Deals it over to Adams now. Crean goes down and posts low. Adams comes out in their offense right now. Edgewood in a man-to-man. Down to 20 seconds. Crean now off the pass from Adams. Deals it now over to Malik LaFoon. He'll try to find a seam. There's none there. Over to Jake Treadway. He's had a big quarter with 5 points. Down to 7 with 6 seconds to play. Taking the pass, Jastrzemski leaves it for no one. Threw it away. Edgewood on the steal. Long-range shot by Renard. And the way he's been hitting three-pointers, it's a miracle that one didn't go in. But not many did. As a matter of fact, Edgewood had one basket in the third quarter. And they trail 45-30, outscored 17-2. In that 8-minute stretch of basketball. That's the end of 3, 4th and final quarter. Coming up after this 1-minute break. Mustangs trailing by 15. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, and John Callahan, we start the fourth quarter. Basie handles the basketball over to Malik LaFoon. 45-30, a 17-2 difference in that period. And there is LaFoon, and he won't miss that one. He's missed a lot of them, but he just drove the lane, and now it's out to 19-2 since it was 28 all at halftime. In a hurry now, and they're showing signs of coming unraveled. They've just turned the ball way too many times, turned it over in that third quarter. John will give you that key stat in a second. With the basketball, the red-cladded Mustangs from Ellettsville. Tanner Thomas has no points tonight. He got 14 in the opener. LaFoon's done a nice job on him tonight. Down on the wing. John, the shooting splits in that third quarter was just terrible for Edgewood.
Edgewood just 1 of 6 are well under 50% now. They were over 3 behind the line after going 8-14 from behind the line in the first half.
Basie is out on Renard. He hasn't scored in the second half after rifling in 5 triples. And Basie's on the floor. Hands it to Jallo, who's on the floor, who hands it to Montgomery. Another turnover for Edgewood. That's their 7th here in the second half. And that's another problem. There's a bad pass by Basie. Here comes Edgewood the other way. Shot taken on its way, and Thomas cannot get anything to go in tonight. LaFoon's got the defensive rebound. 6.5 to play in the ball game. 47-30, and Dave Mahurin up in front of his bench, his arms behind his back, and not much you can do. They got 7 turnovers, John, and they haven't got that many more shots than that here in the second half. It's turnovers.
There's only 7 shots, they've taken now in the second half.
And we got a problem underneath, and a blocking foul is going to be whistled. Here comes Holden Jastrzemski in for Musa Jallo. That personal foul, by the way, was on Ryan Newman, his 2nd of the ball game.
Yeah, Cougars really have turned up that defensive pressure here in the second half.
Well, they sure have. Again, not to belabor it, but the kids love to play this side of the floor. Riley Crean has checked back in. This has been a good quintet here as Crean comes in. Adams is back in this little, Andy's got about, he's gone about 9. Riley handling the ball well. Over to Adams. He's played a tough ball. Makes a nice move inside. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Fights for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Adams. Adams with pretty good size, 6'4", 170 pounds. 6 minutes to play, and Edgewood has 1 basket here in the entire half. And boy, that was the farthest thing from my mind.
Well, you had Renard, who had 15 in the first half. He didn't even attempt a shot in the third quarter.
Well, I was going to say, I don't remember him triggering one. And there's a bad pass and another turnover. That's 9 in the ball game. Stolen away by Treadway, off the glass, laid it in. Jake Treadway in double figures. So Treadway doing a job here. He's got 7 points in the second half, and he's got 10 in the ball game. Long range shot, and finally something goes down, and it's by Cooper Bybee. How about that? Just checked into the ball game, and Bybee deposits a 3. Jastrzemski hammered at the other end by Bybee, I think. You know, if you talk a little about the Edgewood people, they like Connor Bybee. And by the way, he had 13 points to lead the JVs of Tom Anderson. They got beat tonight, 35-25, but Bybee had 13 points in the JV game. Here's Jastrzemski at the line. Good rotation on the ball, and as I say that, this one rolls off the rim right, his first miss of the night.
I just want to say about Jacob Treadway, he is really playing a lot of confidence at the offensive end.
But Bybee is the shooting guard. He's 5'9", a sophomore, and he finally ended that streak. Got him a field goal. Jastrzemski, 3 of 4 on the night. Holden now with 4 points in the second half, and he's got 8 in the ball game. 50-33. So it went out to a 19-2 advantage before the, and Bybee hits another 3.
Didn't even hesitate.
Keep shooting like that, he'll be off the JV team, and he'll be playing in backcourt next week, or maybe tomorrow night. Edgewood has Greenwood Christian on the road. We got another foul call on a Mustang, 50-36, and Bybee depositing 2 triples here in the back-to-back shots.
That was Renard. Now he's got 4.
He sure does. And John, has he taken a shot in the second half?
He has not.
And Edgewood was what, 8? They hit 8 triples in the first half.
They made 14 in the first half.
And they had
Renard had 5 of those 8.
And until Bybee, here's the free throw by Tate Stewart. Misses here. Rebounded, cleared out of there by Renard. And over guarding that time, Holden Jastrzemski. Like defensing him as that monster back or that cornerback spot he had. He wasn't going to give him any lane, that's for sure. Jastrzemski picks up the personal foul. We got a timeout now called by Andy Hodson and the Edgewood Mustangs. We'll break for a half minute, 4:56 to play in this one. It's 50-36. Cougars with a comfortable 14-point lead. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everybody. McKinney Court. Connor Bybee's taking the chill out of the Edgewood offense with back-to-back threes, John. Young man has scored 13 points to lead the JVs in their 35-25 loss earlier tonight, but maybe too little too late.
Yeah, he's got, he's hit the only threes that Edgewood has here in the second half. Before that, Edgewood 0 for 4. Here in the second half, Edgewood is hitting just 3-9 shots. Bloomington North is 10 of 14 from the field here in the second half.
Well, Tanner Thomas has struggled big time. He hasn't scored tonight. Ryan Newman hasn't scored from the field. Of course, you don't look for Newman to score a lot of points, but Thomas hasn't scored any, and he had 14 in that opener. He's in there right now trying to get on track. He's taking the shot right now, and it just won't fall for him. Rebounded offensively, deflected out to Thomas. Renard is back in the game playing with four. Braden Patton is sitting with three personal fouls right now, and he hasn't been in for a couple of minutes. Renard down in the low post right now. 50-36, 14-point deficit for Edgewood to make up here with 4.5 to play. Montgomery, Jallo in there with Basie, LaFoon, and Kenny Montgomery.
Boy, just relentless pressure.
Yep, right in your grill. A long three. Bybee misses here. Pressure by LaFoon, who went after the ball, and Malik is fouled. And or did we get a hold or a travel? Did Malik have possession of the ball? I don't think he did. And instead, they call a foul and a grab on an Edgewood Mustang. And that's going to be Tanner Thomas' fourth personal foul.
LaFoon now has 7 rebounds.
Well, that is the 9th foul on the Mustang, so North has been in the bonus, and LaFoon goes back to the free throw line. Perfect tonight. He's 4 of 4. He's got 8 points. Rolls that one in. Edgewood has shot only 2 free throws tonight, John.
Yeah, they really haven't had any kind of an inside game. They had a little bit there in the first half, but boy, when they turned up the pressure, no passes inside on the paint at all.
Not that they lived at the free throw line. Is somebody pushing? Who's pushing who there? That one rolled in, and I think we got a foul called on a Mustang, and that could be on Ryan Newman, and I think it is. Yeah, Edgewood, and it's kind of interesting. In that ball game, they were 13 of 16 from the free throw line, where they were better than that. They were 13 of 16, yeah, 81%. But they didn't miss many. That foul, by the way, on Newman's his third. Here's Montgomery. Ken misses here. In the double bonus, and that'll help North the rest of the way out. Two shots, the final 4-12 of this one. Ken missing the free throw. His first opportunity of the night. He's got 6 points off the bench, make it 7. 53-36, back out to a 17-point lead. And it's been the biggest in the ball game, and the Cougars are relentless with their full-court pressure. And they nearly steal it, and they do, and Montgomery off, and there's a block by Newman, and he's just fouled out of the game. We'll check that. We'll put 4 on him now. So both starting guards with 4 personal fouls, along with Austin Renard. Connor Bybee is out there right now, or rather Cooper Bybee. So it's a little frustrating, and you can see that in the faces of the Edgewood kids. This game was tied at half, and then the Edgewood Mustangs with 6 turnovers in the third quarter to go along with only 6 shots. They weren't getting the shots because they were turning it over, and then they couldn't hit anything. They had 1 basket, and that was by Cole Craddock. And Montgomery hits both those free throws, so he's close to double figures. He has 9, and we have our biggest lead of the ball game at 19. Here comes Tanner. Maybe he can get this one. Nope, lost the ball. And Musa Jallo's traveling with it. He knew it. So Musa gives it right back. So back-to-back turnovers, one on the part of both teams.
North now with 8. 15 for Edgewood.
Well, the Cougars, when they're good, they don't themselves hurt themselves. By that I mean that they're with their handling of the basketball. They had 12 turnovers in that ball game last weekend. But Andy and crew have taken a lot of pride in handling the basketball. Musa Jallo, let's see, we got... Oh, we got the towel out. That was Coach Leonard out there, yeah. George comes out. Derek Krause, of course, the JV assistants and varsity assistants. Tim Hudson and Levi Carmichael. Shot a 3 ball. Got it. Cole Craddock So Cole's got now five in the second half, and he's got 13 points. Austin Renard has not taken a shot in the second half after having a 15-point first half. 55-39. Edgewood has stayed close. And we got a whistle, and I don't know if we got a timeout called or not. I believe we do. We'll break for a half minute. 3:33 to play. 55-39. Edgewood not out of it. And the three ball is keeping him in it after a real, real chilly third quarter. 3:33 to play in this one. A 16-point lead for the North Cougars. Back in a half minute. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, back we come to the McKinney Court. Only 3:33 on the tick-tock. 55-39. It's been all Bloomington North here in the second half as they came out on a 19-2 run to establish control of this basketball. They ended the third on a 17-2 run and led 45-30 after we had a 28-28 for 16 minutes. Working clock now. Treadway in there. We got C.J. Nolding has popped into the football or into the basketball game for the first time. Plays like a football player. And there's Montgomery inside. Nice work by Ken Montgomery. Well, Montgomery doing exactly what he did last week and what he's done his entire career, and that's score points off the bench. Shot. Thomas looks good, is good. He was on the line. Give him a deuce. His first two of the night. 57-39. And we were on the other side and saw that trajectory that time, and that was well dialed in. But boy, as Tanner really struggled. Musa, I still want to call him Musa Conte. It's Musa Jallo, the younger brother of Sekou, who's playing for Maryville. And guess who joined him over there? Grant Sims.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he left UIC. Now he's at Maryville. Play a little college ball. Musa. First free throw of his career. Did not step to the line in the opening game. Referee Mike Nicholson asked him to put his jersey back in his trunks. Black Lumber, one of our sponsors for basketball. They've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. And Vicky and the crew at Bloomington Hardware open tomorrow. Getting in the holiday spirit. Saturday 8 until 8, Sunday 10 until 6. Your local True Value. Start right, start here.
Hey, Joe, he's got the same stroke as Sekou.
Well, you know how good Sekou was from the line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he won many a game shooting free throws, and with accuracy, he was up about 77%. Shot about 74 in his career. Now we got a block foul called, and Renard, I believe, has been called on this. Check that. That's a Cougar on the personal foul. And they finally put it on Malik, his second. That is only the fourth foul here in the second half for Bloomington North. They played another excellent half here. Shot taken on a three play on a three ball by Ryan Newman. No good. Renard had it, lost it out of bounds. And let's see. Ball is last touched. It'll be Edgewood basketball. LaFoon, Jallo will check out. And Ryan will trigger it out for the red-cladded Mustangs. Greenwood Christian tomorrow night. Shot Renard. That's his first shot, I believe, in the second half.
You're correct.
Fast breaking. Tate Stewart, the recipient, misses here. Knocked around. Nolding had it, lost it. And now what do we got? A jump ball or a foul call? Braden Patton. No, that's Mitch Williamson is checked back into the ball game. I wonder if Patton got hurt. Patton has not played at all here in the second half. So I don't know.
He had two rebounds in the third quarter.
Did he?
But he hasn't played at all in the fourth quarter.
No, he hasn't. And he didn't play a good part of that third.
Correct.
I mean, he did pick up his third personal foul. Who hit that one?
That was a three by Craddock.
So Craddock has four of them on the night. And Edgewood trims it to 15. Malik LaFoon inside. Got it right back, or got two of it back.
Took the lid off the basket for him.
Sure did. They've been far and few between. Shot taken. Thomas feeling it. In and out, no. Fight for the rebound. Williamson had it, lost it. Tate Stewart amongst the trees. and he dribbles it out of trouble. And here comes the little guy, a senior, 5'11", 140 pounds. Riley Crean is checked back into the ball game. Stewart deals it now from the pass to Crean, and now Ken Montgomery. Ken's had a nice game off the bench. There's LaFoon driving again. LaFoon picking up some points here late. And it's 63-44, back to a 19-point lead inside a minute to play. Inside Williamson. He missed the shot. He was fouled by Nolding. And Williamson will go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, Williamson did a great job. Joe just posted himself up down low, gave himself an opportunity to get the ball inside, went right at Nolding, got fouled.
Well, you know, we did not see Tanner Colby. He's a promising sophomore, and he's been ill this week. So they get him back, add Williamson to the ledger. Mitch misfires that one a good bit.
Needs to work at the free throw line.
So Williamson will have another one, a 6'6 senior. Here comes another new face. This is Jason Brown checking into the ball game, and Renard sits down, held scoreless in the second half after a 15-point first half and took only one shot in the second half. Did play with four personal fouls. Williamson rolls in his first varsity point of the season, and it's 63-45. Montgomery not in any hurry, which is really the exception to the rule for him. Clears it over to Tate Stewart. C.J. Nolding in there. Riley Crean now posts down on the left wing. Nolding playing the high post. Here comes LaFoon again. Dishes it out this time. Ken Montgomery with the basketball. And let's see, we got a problem and a foul called against the Mustang on a grab, and that may have been Craddock. So Craddock picks up the personal foul, and that's two on him. And here comes Montgomery. Well, Ken won't hurt you at the free throw line. He's a very good free throw shooter, and as I say that, that rolls out. So he's missed two tonight. But Montgomery last year, 69% free throw shooter. This is a southpaw. Bounces it a couple of times. That one hit nothing but twine. So 4 of 6 from the line. And Montgomery leaves with a dozen. And checking into the ball game is a young man that played in the JV game. This is Logan Calvin. They like him. He's 6'2", 212 pounds, a sophomore. And he plays his first varsity basketball game. Shot taken straight out of three. Bingo, Craddock, another triple. Bulls got three threes, so he's got five on the night as well. And now down to the final 10 seconds of the ball game, and they'll dribble this one out. LaFoon just holding the ball, and that's that. 64-48, the final, as the Cougars move to 2-0 on the season and have a big home game here tomorrow night against the Center Grove Trojans with a 7:30 start. Edgewood, now 1-1, will travel to Greenwood Christian for 7:30 action. 64-48. So Edgewood struggles scoring points in the second half. They score only 20 after a real, real good first 16 minutes. But a good competitive ball game nonetheless, as Cole Craddock kept them close with the three threes in the second half. And between he and Renard, they had 10 three-pointers tonight. So Edgewood, nothing inside. And they had more than that with Cooper Bybee depositing in a couple. So they shot lights out from behind the line and still got beat by 16 because they couldn't handle the basketball in the third quarter. Got outscored 17-2 at the end of that particular stanza, and lose here tonight 64-48. So a maroon and gold sweep. Earlier tonight, Jordan Basie's JVs now 1-1 on the young season as they beat Edgewood 35-25 behind Liam Wilkerson's 16 points. And Ryan Price scored a 7. Well, our postgame show has arrived, brought to you as always and all season long by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, and by Advanced Auto Care. We'll be back with the numbers, maybe some comments from the coaches when we open up our postgame show from the McKinney Court. Final tonight, 64-48, back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball and Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everybody. Post-game show commences, brought to you all season long by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy tomorrow and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call, 330-1620. And by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist. All of the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements are post-game sponsors. Well, this one, obviously, as we told you, if you joined us right from the outset, if you joined us in between, you know we had a dandy first half. It was tied at 28. It was a game of spurts, with each team having little stretches of solid play. Edgewood trailing by six, getting right back into the ball game and going in front to 28-25 before Riley Crean hit a three-pointer to tie the ball game late in the second quarter, and that was the way the teams went into the dressing room. But then, lo and behold, lights out offensively for Edgewood, or lights on defensively for Bloomington North. A little combination of both, and boy, when it was all said and done, it was a 17-2 third quarter, and the ball game, for all intents and purposes, was over, 45-30 at that particular point in time. Cole Craddock got hot in the fourth quarter, as Edgewood came back and scored 18 points and got outscored 19-18. But Connor Basie and Jake Treadway will be coming up for some comments, along with Andy Hodson. So we'll give we'll talk to the seniors. And we'll talk with Andy Hodson first of all. But, Connor, come over here. Nice ball game, son. Connor Basie joining me. And, well, you know, off to a 2-0 start your senior season. But talk about the third quarter. You guys, like last week at B&L, you went to work defensively. Talk about that stretch.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked at halftime that, you know, giving up 28 points to them just wasn't good enough. And so we came out in third quarter, gave up, what,
two points?
You know, we gave up 18 in the fourth, I think, which wasn't very good. So, but third quarter defensively was great.
Well, part of that inside attack defensively and offensively, but Connor, defensively, you shut down Edgewood's inside presence. I mean, all of their points, practically all of their points, came from three ball range.
Yeah. I mean, they had a bunch of shots outside, but I thought we defended the post really well. You know, even when it got in there, he was just kicking out for threes. So,
hey, I wanted to talk to you how you kind of setting the bar this year. You're not going to go out and score 15 points a game, but you're going to get 6-7 rebounds. You're going to play hard-nosed defense. Where do you improve your senior season?
You know, it's not about stats, not about anything I do. It's just about winning games. Every game I go into, I just want to win. Never look at stats or any of that.
Well, you're off to a 2-0 start. Good luck, Connor, tomorrow night. Good Center Grove team coming in here.
Yep, hopefully we can get another win. You know, as Coach Hodson said, we get seconds tomorrow night. Hopefully we can capitalize on that.
Connor Basie joining us. Andy Hodson getting ready for a little conversation here. And our postgame show brought to you by, as we told you, Black Lumber, and also by Advanced Auto Care. Come on down and sit down. You've been up and down all night long, but you had to be awfully pleased, Andy, with the way things transpired in the second half. And it was almost a, you know, deja vu from that second half last week against B&L. But talk about the pressure. No inside attack tonight for Edgewood. You had a lot to do with that. But that second half, again, was scintillating.
You know, we gave up a lot of threes. I know that after, you know, we did stop them inside. And the gentleman who you just talked to was a big part of that. But they've got some shooters. They do. They gave us fits. I mean, they've got a nice ball club. I think they're well coached. I think Mahiran's doing a great job getting those guys ready. So they're playing really well, playing within themselves. And it took a huge third quarter for us defensively to break it open. And we sped them up. We had a few more guys that we could run some bodies at them, sped them up a little bit, which is what I told you we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, in our pregame stuff. So, you know, third quarter, we'll take that any day.
Well, and you had good balance again tonight, and you'll take this, four double figures, and your backcourt tandem. I mean, Ken Montgomery, two games in a row now, a non-starter, but that's his role, and I think he relishes that and embraces that. Came off and gave you 12 points. Riley Crean, 6 points, and hey, that three-pointer hit late in the second quarter, tied the ball game at 28. You were trailing then.
Yeah, Riley can shoot the ball. And, you know, he's still coming back from his broken leg, so he's not fully back, but he's getting there. He was really shooting the ball well for us this fall before he got hurt. You know, and did I lose? Am I still on there?
Oh, yeah, okay. You're fine.
And then Ken coming off the bench, just it adds some depth at the guard. You know, and he'll get his opportunity to start and going in there. And we did that mainly all summer with Treadway and Montgomery both hounding guards. But right now, you know, the way it's been going, we like where we're at.
Well, and you got to like what you're seeing out of Musa Jallo, too, because, you know, here's a young man, and Andy, his strength, 12 to 15 feet straight out, he doesn't miss many.
Yeah, well, they were really packing it in.
Yeah.
We got to the bonus where we told our guys we need to be attacking. They just sucked it in. And then so they're giving us those 12-footers, 15-footers, and we kept taking them, and Musa was hitting them. You know, the offensive end, he's there. Defensive end, he's got to improve a little bit. Just to the pace, the speed of the varsity game and how you always have to be ready, down the stance, moving and going, but he'll get there on that part.
Well, and he finally got there, Malik LaFoon, but he was frustrated a little bit, couldn't get any shots to go early, really struggled with this offense, but you look down, Andy, and he still can drive the ball like Ken does and take it to the hole anytime he wants. He ends up with 13 points and had 9 of those in the second half.
Yeah, when we spread the floor, it made them come out on us, and then it just opened up some driving lanes, and he definitely took advantage of it.
Center Grove tomorrow night, nice ball club, but an opportunity to go 3-0. Nice
yep.
table setter for you.
Yep, yeah, they are a nice ball club, and they have a really nice forward that's going to Belmont that we'll have our hands full with.
Well, you got a nice team that collectively numbers about 10, and they all contributed tonight. Hey, nice ball game, nice win against a team that's going to win some games out in Ellisville this year, too.
Yep, oh, yeah. They definitely are. They gave us fits.
Andy Hodson joining us, and John will have his numbers when we come back after this two-minute timeout. Well, let's just take a minute timeout, and before we do that, since we're right at 9 o'clock, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. On our post-game show, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, here on the McKinney Court. As the Cougars win it tonight, 64-48 to move to 2-0 with Center Grove coming in tomorrow night at 7:30. Jake Dredway has joined us now for a little post-game conversation. The veteran now, we can call him senior, who's gotten a year off. Jake had a terrific floor game last week and bound double figures here tonight. But talk about it, and I talked to Connor a little about it. Talk about that second half presence defensively when you really shut their lights off.
Yeah, like you said, we knew we had to step it up a little bit. 28 points, that's a lot for first half, especially with the team graduating four seniors with that many points lost. That's our main goal this year. We just got to step it up on D.
Well, you know, you played a lot of minutes last year as a junior, and just coming out of that first ball game, you had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, couple of steals. But, you know, you can score, too. You had some big 20-point games in summer AAU ball. Talk a little about, raising the bar and what you want out of yourself here this season.
More of a leadership role. Yeah. Like you said, I could score a lot, but that's not really my role this year. We graduate a lot, but Malik and Holden have stepped into that scoring role pretty well. So it's more of a distributor this year and some defense. So.
Well, you had good balance. So you were 1 of 4 in double figures, so you'll take that anytime, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Talk a little about your new mates out there, so to speak. I mean, Malik's going to obviously start and play, and he's back there in backcourt. But, you know, Ken Montgomery, 2 games in a row, he's come off the bench. He had 12 more points tonight. So the guards collectively pretty potent.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not real big, so we got freshman Musa Jallo in there. He's a pretty big presence in Bays over here. He's pretty big, but other than that, I mean, there's not a whole lot of height and stuff on our team, so that's a big thing. Us guards got to step up and really step up everywhere.
Well, this is 2 outstanding second halves now of defense. You shut the lights off down at B&L last week, and you go on that terrific run and held them to 2 points in the third quarter to totally change this game.
Yeah, that's like I said, like our defense is the main thing this year. If we don't play defense, there's not a whole lot of games we can win. I mean, that's everything really to us.
Well, we'll be back out here many times, Jake. Have a great senior season. Center Grove tomorrow. I know you're looking forward to playing a pretty good quality game and team in December.
Yes, sir. That's a good game. We'll be ready.
All righty. 7:30 tomorrow night. Jake Treadway joining us in our post-game show. John's got his numbers now. Our post-game show brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care.
Okay, Joe, for the Bloomington North Cougars, they placed 4 players in double figures tonight, led by Malik LaFoon's 14 points. He didn't shoot the ball very well tonight from the field. It's 4 of 12, although he did warm up there at the end. He hit his last three shots from the field. It was like there was a lid on the basket there for the young man for the first three quarters, but he is dead-eye from the foul line. He was 11 of 13 from the line in the first game, and he was perfect 6 of 6 tonight, so he's off to a great start at the free throw line. So he finished, and again, the young man can rebound. He had 7 rebounds in this ball game tonight, and that actually is a game high. 7 rebounds. Okay, 12 points and 3 rebounds for Musa Jallo. I like the way that young man plays. Scored 8 of his 12 points in the second quarter, finished 5 of 7 from the field, hit both of his free throw attempts. 12 points, 3 rebounds, Ken Montgomery off the bench. Ken was 4 of 5 from the field, 4 of 6 from the stripe. And then rounding out the double figure scoring, Jacob Treadway, we just spoke with him, 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 2 from behind the arc. He had 2 rebounds to go along with the 10 points. Holden Jastrzemski got off to a great start, had 4 rebounds in the first quarter to go along with the 4 points. Finishes tonight with 8 points and 5 rebounds, 6 points, no rebounds for Riley Kareem. Kareem hitting both of his 3 ball attempts. 2 points and 3 rebounds for Tyler Adams. For the Edgewood Mustangs, Cole Craddock lit it up, 19 points rather, and 4 rebounds. He was 7 of 11 from the field, 5 of 9 behind the line, 15 points, 3 rebounds for Austin Renard. Renard scoring all of his points in the first half. He was a perfect 5 of 5 behind the stripe and only took one shot in the second half, and that field goal attempt came in the fourth quarter. But again, he finishes with 15 points, 4 points, 4 rebounds for Braden Patton. Tanner Thomas finishing with 2 points, no rebounds. Cooper Bidey came in there in the fourth quarter, hit a couple of 3 balls. He had 6 points. And we have Ryan Newman scored a point, and Mitch Williamson rounding out the Mustangs scoring with 1 point. Quickly, the shooting splits. Bloomington North finishing 54%. They were 22 of 41. 5 of 9 behind the line, 55%. 15 of 21 from the stripe, 71%. Edgewood finishing at 47%. They were 17 to 36. They took 27 three balls attempts tonight. 12 of 27, that's 44%. They only went to the stripe 4 times, finished 2 of 4. Bloomington North controlled the boards throughout the ball game. They finished with the advantage 24 to 12. Turnovers, Edgewood with 15. Bloomington North with 8. Final score again, Bloomington North 64, Edgewood finishing with 48 points.
And we'll be back to close things out, including John's players of the game for both Edgewood and Bloomington North and our Monroe County High School postgame scoreboard as we continue along after these timeouts. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. One final time for the McKinney Court tonight. It's time for our postgame players of the game, brought to you all season long by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, give them a call. Green & Schultz at toll-free 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
I'll tell you, Joe, you have 4 Cougars scoring a double figure, so they're going to make it tough on me here tonight. But I just think that Jacob Treadway, I was really impressed with the way the young man played tonight. Played great defense. Had an outstanding 4 game and scored 10 points. And they're going to need the backcourt. They're going to need points out of him because last year a lot of teams would lay off of him, and they're going to have to get on him. This young man really worked on his shooting during the summer, and it really shows tonight. He had 10 points and a couple of rebounds. Again, outstanding 4 game. All right, for the Edgewood Mustangs, we'll go with Cole Craddock, who finishes with a game high of 19 points. He got hot there in the fourth quarter, hit 3 threes. Actually finished hitting his last 4 field goal attempts when you count the two-pointer that he put in late in the third quarter. So he finishes with a game high of 19 points on 7 of 11 shooting, 5 of 9 behind the line. So players of the game, Jacob Treadway for Bloomington North, and Cole Craddock for the Edgewood Mustangs.
And you got a score from the home court tonight.
I do. Bloomington South, a winner tonight over Bedford North Lawrence, 71 to 51. Want to thank John Blau for the tweet here this evening. Tucker Blackwell with he had 15 points, 3 Panthers scoring in double figures tonight. Blackwell led him with 15.
Big wrestling tournament here tomorrow. That's why they raised the baskets and moved back the stands. It's the Bloomington North Invitational. Bloomington South will compete here without along with some other quality teams starting at 9 o'clock. Marty Hutzel, of course, back in Bloomington, where he grew up, was a multiple state champion. His father, Kay, of course, won a lot of titles at, and I'm talking about state championships at Bloomington and Bloomington South. Marty's back, and he's the head coach of the North Cougars, and they're hosting the North Invite tomorrow at 9. Mentioning athletics locally, swimming tomorrow, South in the South Vermilion and Edgewood compete at North Putnam, and Terre Haute schools will be on the south side to take on the two city schools, North and South, in the Sisters. They call it the Sisters City Invitational. Earlier tonight in the JV game, Jordan Basie's JVs, even up on the season at 1-1, Liam Wilkerson was 16, 35-25 over Tom Anderson's Mustangs, who got Connor Bybee involved for 13. And Bybee came back in the varsity game tonight, and the young sophomore gunned in a couple of triples as well, but it wasn't nearly enough, the final 64-48. So that's about the story from the McKinney Court here on a Basketball Friday Night. Our next broadcast will be next Friday night as well, as the Southport Cardinals and the South Panthers will kick off Conference Indiana. We'll be on the air with J.R. Holmes and Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock, tip-off from the Holmes Court at 7:30. For all of our sponsors, and for our producer, Katie Robbins, John Callahan, yours truly, Joe Smith. The final score again tonight, the Cougars win it to move to 2-0, 64-48 over the Edgewood Mustangs. You've been listening to Monroe County High School Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from the city's north side.